Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Lamed Zayin, and we are on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, daf that talks about various different issues today, and we will start with Mai Havi Allah. If you remember, we are in the sugya of Shor, started the fourth paragraph yesterday, Shor Shanagach Arba Ava Chamisha, and we will get back to our Mishnah, but first the Gemara had a suffix. The Gemara said, quoting the Mishnah later on, Tan Hasam, the Mishnah says that if somebody damages their friend's ear in some way, Hatokei Alechavero, he has to pay, the Chovel has to pay. Either has to pay 4 dinar or 100 dinar, either a Sela or a Mana, as a Knas. And for the Boshes, explains the Rashi and the Mefarshim. The question the Gemara asks is, what type of Sela must be paid? The more expensive Sela, the more serious currency, Sela Tsuri or Sela Medina? That was the question. So first we tried to quote an answer, an Araya from our Mishnah, but we said that's not a Araya, because just because the Mishnah left it out doesn't mean that there's any Araya. So now we continue, my Havi Allah. What's the answer to that question? About 8 lines up from the bottom. So Pashtu Ameha. So maybe you can prove it for the following statement. Amar Yehuda Marav, Kol Kesef Hamur Batora, Kesef Suri, Vishal Devrayem, Kesef Medina. Rav Yehuda Marav makes the following statement, which we had back in Maseches Kiddushin, discussing the sugya of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel with Pruta and Dinar for marriage. But Rav says, any time the Torah says the word Kesef, that's the more serious type of Kesef. That's Kesef Tsuri. Any time that the Rabbanan, it's a Din de Rabbanan, they say you have to pay Kesef, so they mean the inferior, the lower level type of Kesef, and that is Kesef Medina. Okay, so that's the Chilak. Amalei Hahu Gavra. So now we get back to that case. In the case where somebody was, oh, Tokela Chavero, so the injured party said, Amalei Hahu Gavra, Holu Paga Dezuzihu. Well, so this is a Knas Rabbanan, so I'm only going to get the little bit. I'm going to get the portion of the Sela Medina. It's nothing. So he says, Holu Paga Dezuzihu, Lo Beina, I'm not interested in it. Nisvil Aniyim. You know, just give it to the poor. Just give it to the aniyim, because I don't really need it. Such a little amount of money. But then he changes his mind. Hada amarle nisanili. You know what? Just give it back to me. Azil v'ivri benafshoi. I'll go and refresh myself. I'll find something to do with this little amount of money. So give it back to me. Amarle Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, sorry, too late. Kfar zachu be aniyim. The aniyim, the second that you said that, give it to the aniyim, that the aniyim were already zoche in it. V'yaf agav deleka aniyim, and even if there are no aniyim here in front of us, hacha, anan yad aniyim anan. We are the hands of the aniyim. We are their guardians, we are their stand-ins. Rashi says on the bottom, Rav Yosef had a gabai. Rav Yosef was the gabai. Gabai tzedaka, and therefore he collected for the aniyim. So, right when he said, give it to the aniyim, that was it. It belonged to the aniyim, and he could not be chozerbo. Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, as Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, as Shmuel says, Yisomim einan tzrichen pruzbol. Poor, the orphans don't need a prizbal. Why wouldn't Yisomim need a prizbal? Just like before we said Rav Yosef was a standard for the aniyim, here the Gemara says, quoting the Din of Shmuel, that Yisomim don't need a prizbal. Usually a prizbal is needed when, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Shviyos, that the prizbal is needed in order to be able to collect loans after Shemitah. Usually there's a mitzvah called Shemitah's Ksafim, and one will not be able to collect a loan after Shemitah, but the problem was, as Hillel saw, people stopped lending money. People stopped doing the base level of chesed, even though the Torah has this ideal state of not collecting loans, which is a very high level of chesed, but Hillel saw they weren't doing basic chesed, and therefore he created Prizbal, which meant that Bez Din collects the loans on the person's behalf. And that is okay, because the Isra of Lo Yigos is only on an individual, not on Bez Din. So Shmuel says, when it comes to Yisomim, they don't even have to go through the mechanism of Prizbal. It's automatic. It's automatic because Bez Din works on behalf of the orphans, of the Yisomim. Right? Rashi says, what does that mean? It's as if. Rashi and Tosfos have different formulations here. Rashi says on top, Hilkach, Shtaros Shalahen Kimisurin LeBez Din Dami. Their Shtaros, it's as if they're already given over to Bez Din. It's automatic. And the Mishnah says, Hamoser Shtaros of LeBez Din Ein Mashmitin. Right? Shmita does not, Mishame, doesn't cancel loans of somebody who gives their Shtaros to Bez Din. There is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos elsewhere whether Prizbal is exactly the same as Moser Shtaros of LeBez Din. Beginning of Maseches Makos, Rashi says that it's the same thing. Moser Shoros of Bezdin equals Prizbol. That's what Prizbol is. You give over Yeshar to Bezdin. Tosfos doesn't like that because if you look in the Mishnah, it lists these mechanisms as two different ideas. It says Moser Shoros of Bezdin and Prizbol work. So it has to be two different ideas. Tosfos here says it's not that the shtar is given over to Bezdin, but it is the chov. V'yesh lomar, Tosfos says on the third line, tahavi ki'ilu ha-chov shelohem masru le-Bezdin. It's the chov, it's not dafka the shtar. V'yafilu ein lelove karka maknim lochachov karka. And even if the love doesn't have karka, which is usually required for prizbol, but still chachamim would give them karka. But either way, the Gemara says, just like Bezdin acts on behalf of the Yesomim, so too Rav Yosef acts on behalf of the poor, and therefore right when the guy says, you know what, just give it to the poor, I don't need it. When he wants to change his mind, it is too late, he cannot change his mind. Let's first finish up the Prizbol discussion, and then we'll go back. There is a machlokes between Rashi and other Rishonim elsewhere, Mesechas Gittin, when we say that Yesomim do not require a Prizbol. Does that mean only for, Rashi says, only for their father's loans? For their father's loans. They're Yesomim Lagabi, their father's loans. So regarding their father's loans, it is not Mishabe. That's what Rashi says, Gitin Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph. Eidon Tzrichon Prizbol. Ein Shvias Mishametas Chov Shel Avihen Hames. Shvias will not be Mishamet, the Chov of their father that died. Meaning they'll be able to collect the loan no matter what. If their father borrowed money and the father died, they, the Yesomim, will be able to collect the loan. The Ran and the other Rishonim there in Gittin agree with Rashi, but they don't think that's the pshat of what Shmuel is saying. Because that's obvious. That's based on a pasuk, the Ran says. There on Yutes Mabez in the Daf Yarif, the Ran quotes Rashi, and then he says, after quoting, he says, V'hara'a b'shem rabo ha-ramban zal kasav, to be Masha Hilvu Haim Ka'amar. No, it's talking about what they themselves bought. They themselves were Malve. De'im Masha Yarshu Me'avihem Einot Tzarech. But if it's from what they Yarshu from their father, they don't need Bezdin's Takana for that. Kid Da'amrina B'Sifri. Reb Shimon Omer, Bal Masha Yado V'lo Hayorish. It's a din d'oraisa that the yarshim are excluded. You don't need the bezdin for that. Dafka yorish aval okeach lo v'chulu ani continue. So what it says is here, it's not just talking about the father's loans, but it's talking about their own loans. But then he says, v'rashi shekasav shein shvias b'shabetas chov aviyem ameis efshar desfirale dahi desifri rabbi shimon ka'amar la v'yefshar derabanan pligi alei. Maybe we don't hold like that sifri. That's what Rashi has to say, says the Ran, and therefore he would have to say that Bezdin, the din here is limited to the father's chovs and not to the children's chovs at all. Okay, that is a machlokas here. So interesting, the Achronim also discussed what's the Havamina that the Tumim asks. What's the Havamina that the Ketanim wouldn't be able to collect their loans by Shemitah? That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. A mitzvah d'oraisa that the ketanim have to do. Do we force ketanim to do a mitzvah or not to do an aveira? Or the Tumim asks in Simin Samach Zayin, where it's the Simin about Shemitah's Ksafim. Madua Yisomim, Tzrichin Klal Prizbol. Hare ketanim eina b'nei mitzvah klal. Ve'enam chayavim b'Shemitah's Ksafim. Right? The Yisomim and Ketanim are not b'nei mitzvah, they're not chayav in the mitzvah. Katan Ocha Nevelos, Ein Bezim Mitzvah Lafrisho. So what's the whole discussion of Ketanim and Shemitah's Ksafim? It says, you want to say it's an Isser to collect the loans, but we're not Mitzvah Lafrisho. So what would be the whole discussion? Especially, he says, according to the Yireim, we know the Yireim Shita, the Machlokas Yireim and other Rishonim in Shemitah, that it's not Hushmat, it's not uncollectible unless the Malva himself says Mishamitani. It's a Chovas Gavra, not a Karkafta de Gavra, not a Karkafta de Ara. So according to that, so of course the Ketanim don't even get, you don't have to have the discussion. What's the Havamina that they wouldn't be able to collect? So the Achronim have to figure this out, because, you know, we have to explain. The Gemara is talking about the Chovas of Ketanim, especially according to the Ran, as we just explained, their own Chovos. So if you look at some of the Achronim, the Reb Shmuel Grzovsky in his Chidushim, in Mesechas Makas at the beginning there on the discussion of Shemitah, he says maybe right now the Ketanim wouldn't have the mitzvah, but when they get older, so then they're still going to have the issue of the chov that they had when they were Ketanim, that Shemitah was Meshame. It doesn't disappear because they were Ketanim at the moment that it was Shemitah. But if they get older, it could be Shayach. There are other answers, but that's a one suggestion. Fine. That's one issue on Shemitah. You know, let's finish up to the Mishnah, and then we'll talk about the major discussion that the Rishonim have right here. Let's finish up to the Mishnah. Chanan Bisha, third line. Chanan Bisha Tokalil Hu Gavra. Chanan Bisha was Tokea. He wounded another person in the ear, as we said. He was Toka. Asa Lakame Dravuna. So the injured party or brings Chanan Bisha in front of Rav Huna. He says, look what he did to me. Amarle Zil Havli Paga the Zuza. So Rav Huna says, pay him. Give him half a zuz. So Havile Zuza Maka. He had a very inferior type of zuz. It was all worn out. The Bach adds in, switched this lashon a little bit. Vlavi Mishtakale. It basically wasn't usable. It wasn't a currency that was going to be usable. So Boyle Misfile Mine Paga the Zuza. Vlavi Mishtakale. So what happened? He couldn't get changed, right? Because we said before that you pay the inferior level, the lower level zuz, so half of it wouldn't be good enough. So he didn't know what to do. Chanan Bisha didn't have change, you know, for half. So what did he do? Tokale Achrina. So he did it again. He did it again to him. V'yavi Nile. And he gave him a whole one. He only had to give half. So he bopped him again, and then he had to give a whole one. Not the greatest tzaddik in the world. You know, this is not what we would have suggested. Oh, you only owe half, so just like wound him again, and then you'll owe the whole thing. But what is this here? Because the Shiva Gubetza says, to prove to us, like the also like the Tanakama earlier, that the din of Tokela Chavero is giving him a Sela and not a Mana, right? Because a Mana would have been much more. And there are other Rishonim say maybe also that even if it's only a Yotze Adiyat Chak, it also works. But either way, that's the last story. Okay, let's get back for a moment to the Gemara, the story that we just spoke about. Again, the person was Chayiv money to a Nechbal. The Nechbal says, you know what, I don't want it. Just give it to the Aniyim. And then he tried to change his mind, and Rav Yosef says, no, too late. Farzachu bei Aniyim. So there is a major discussion here in the Rishonim. We know the halacha is, Amiraso legavoa kibisiraso lehedyo. If I say I'm going to give something to the Beis HaMikdash, so that's as if I gave it. So Mishnah Besachas Kiddushin. I don't have to do a Maisa Kinyan formally. Just saying it. A Makdish something. Amiras L'Gavokim is Rasul L'Hedyur. The question is, does that apply to Tztaka? Does that apply to Tztaka? If I say I'm giving Tztaka to so-and-so, do we say that's also like Hekdish? That's not like Hedyur. So what does this Gemara seem to say on it? What would this Gemara prove? The guy said it, and then he wanted to retract, or he says, no, too late, we're the Gabam of the Aniyim. So which way is this Gemara proving? So that's a Machlokes. So you got to look in the Rith, and the Balamor, and the Rabban. It's very labedic, this whole Gemara. So the Rith quotes a Deah, which is actually a Deah of the Tshuva of the Rashba, which is a couple of generations later. But the Rith says, this Gemara is a Raya, that you don't say it. You don't say it, because it's only because Rav Yosef says, hey, I'm the Gabai. That's why it works, because he was the representative of them that was right there. But if he wouldn't have been the Gabai, so then it wouldn't work, says the Rif. Yud Chasam Aveis. Ikaman Depashit. There are those that say from here, Meha, Demanda Yav Midi Laniyim Ba'amira, Uboy Lamed Derbe Matzi Haderbe. Some say, you learn from this Gemara, that if you say you're going to give something to Aniyim, and then you're Choserbo, you can be Choserbo. Why? Because here he says, Shanina Mina, the Dina Daniyim, Kedina Dehedyo Dami. Right, he says, Mida Amar of Yosef, only because of Yosef says, there are no Aniyim, but we're Anan, we're Yad Aniyim Anan. But if we wouldn't be here, it wouldn't work. Shanina Mina, the Dina Daniyim, Kedina Dehedyo Dami. Right, so it must be, says this Deya in the Rif, that the din of the Aniyim is like the din of the Hedyot, and therefore, by a Hedyot, you could be Choserbo. So, Zotir, here too, Me'ikra Din, you would be able to be Choserbo. That is the Deya. But then the Rif argues, V'yanan Amrinan Leka L'mashma Minachi. Says the Rif, no way. There's another Gemara. There's a Gemara elsewhere that says, in Rosh Hashanah Davav, Beficha Zutztaka, Alma b'dibur mechayev, right? Just by speaking, right? Saying you're going to give something, be mechayev. Why does Rav Yosef say here that, oh, we are yad aniyim ana? Why is this different? Because the guy didn't even have it in his rishus yet. It was like a davar shelo bala olam. The guy says, you know what, forget it. I don't want the money, just give it to the aniyim. But he didn't have it yet. If a person has money, says the Rif, and he says, I'm giving it to the aniyim, done. But only reason that you needed Rav Yosef to step in and say, Anad Yanam Niyamanam, is because it's harder in this case. It's an unusual case, and therefore you would need it. So that's the riff. Enter Baal HaMa'ar. So now we get a lot lumdish. The Baal HaMa'ar says, wait a minute. I don't think the riff is correct. The riff says, oh, there's a difference between whether he doesn't have it in this case yet or not. The guy was going to give it to him, but he says he didn't have it yet. Says the Baal HaMa'ar. Very important line. Once the guy says, the Chovel says he's going to pay it. Once he says that he's about to pay it, it's as if he has it already. So it would be considered as if it's in his Rishus. There's no ikuv to the Nechval having the money. So there shouldn't be any difference between his actually having the money and the Chovel saying, I'm about to give you the money. Says the Baal HaMa'ar, this is on your Chesem and Aleph on the bottom. Says the Rif, says the Baal HaMa'ar, V'lo nirali dvarav. I don't think the Rif is right. What he says, that there's a difference between the two, he says, Lo zua derech, lo zua ir. This is Lashon from Navi. Delo amrinon eno bershuso bidavar she'eno misarif halo litnolo. You don't say something is considered eno bershuscha if somebody's about to give it to you. If there's no ikuv. He quotes, but that's the Baal HaMa'ar Shita right here. If you're about to get it, so that's as if you have it. And the Ramban, Kedarka Bakodesh, and the Melchamas defends the Rif. Remember the Melchamas, the Ramban's Sefer on the Rif, defending the Rif from the attacks of the Baal HaMa'ar. The Ramban writes in the Hakdama, he doesn't always agree with the Rif. He might agree with the Baal HaMa'ar sometimes, but he's after the covet of the Rif. He's got to explain what the Rif says. And therefore, he'll always answer and defend the Rif in the Melchamas, even though somewhere else we might find the Rabban holding like the Baal HaMa'ar or agreeing with others, right? That's why the Rabban wrote the Melchamas Hashem, to defend the Rif from the attacks of the Baal HaMa'ar, right? And he wrote the Sefer HaSchus to defend the Rif from the attacks of the Raavad, depending where who the attack is coming from. So the Melchamas here says, no, if you don't have it, you don't have it yet. Somebody said they're going to give it to you? Okay, they didn't give it to you yet. There's still a halachic difference between the two. So, a couple of layers of machlokas in this discussion of the Rishonim. Number one, do you say, Amir Asala Gavoa Beit Staka? Number two, do you say something is as if it's in your Rishus if somebody says I'm about to give it to you? Is that enough? Right, and this is quoted discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this, after many others discuss this, Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Gimel, and in Reish Nun Beis, if somebody says they're going to give staka, and they back out, is that stealing, or is that just a bad guy? If somebody says they're going to give staka, and then they die, do the Yarshim have to give it? That's the Ramah. Reish Nun Beis. Misha Nishba, O Nadar, Litein Sloploni Kach Vakach. Vameis, Velo Nasan, Yarsha Piturim, V'ein Bazem Misha Mitzalakayim Divrei Ameis. And the Ksos discusses, because we don't say it applies to Staka earlier, the Rama also says, in Reish Mem Beis, the Rama says, Reish Mem Gimel, right, he says here, Aval Amam Lahoyach Loploni Mana, Vechulu, V'mavakabel Ani, Enu Yachol Achzerbo. The Shulchan Aruch Paskas, you can't be Chozer Bo, the Ramah is not so sure about it. But either way, this is the discussion in our Gemara. Again, it's a huge topic, there's more, but we have to move on. Okay, says the Mishnah. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, next Mishnah here in Maseches Baba Kama. Shorshu Muad Lamino. Getting back to Tam and Muad. Shorshu Muad Lamino, Veinu Muad L'Sheinu Mino. A Shor that is a Muad for its type, and not a muad for not its type. You know what? Even before we do the Mishnah, to help appreciate this story, I'll say the story first. They say the story of the rugged shaver. The rugged shaver, a woman once came to the, was having a problem. I guess it was in Dvinsk, where the rugged shaver was with the Meshach Chachma. And the woman was having a problem. Her baby would not nurse on Shabbos. Right, the whole week she would nurse, the baby would nurse, and on Shabbos the baby would nurse. They went to all different types of doctors, all different types, and the baby couldn't nurse. They didn't know what to do. The rugged shaver heard about it. And the rugged shaver called up the woman and said, there must have not been formula in those days, it was pikuach nefesh. The rugged shaver calls the woman and says, listen, put on weekday clothes. Put on weekday clothes on Shabbos and then see what happens. The woman put on weekday clothes and the baby nursed. He's unbelievable genius, the rugged shaver. He was a genius. But he says, it's not a, I'm not a genius. It's Yerushalmi and Baba Kama. Okay, now let's do the Mishnah. If you do the Mishnah first, then it's not as exciting. So, as we had to say the story first. An ox who is muad lamino and not l'sheino mino. Meaning, let's say an ox is a muad to gore oxen, but not a muad to gore giraffes. Right? So then, muad la'adam and muad la'ehema. Or, let's say an animal is a muad to gore at people, but not a muad to gore animals. Muad, and you don't say, according to this day, muad la'adam havi muad la'ehema. Muad la'ksanav edem muad la'dolim. Right, and it's a muad for children, but not a muad for gedolim. The animal is scared of gedolim. So the Mishnah says, in all these cases, eshehu muad lo mishalim nezek shalim. Whatever he's a muad for, fine. He's a muad, he pays nezek shalim. Ve'she'en a muad lo mishalim chatzi nezek. And whatever he's not a muad for, he pays chatzi nezek. Good. That's the din. Amru l'fnei Rabbi Yehuda. So they said in front of Rabbi Yehuda, how far do you take this? Ha'rezem muad l'shabasos. Ve'en a muad l'chol. So could you have days of the week? Could you have a muad for Shabbos? That he gores on Shabbos three times in a row, but he doesn't gore at all during the week? Ain't a muad l'chol, is that possible? So Amar Lamer, he says, yeah. L'shabbos is b'shalim nezek shalim, limos l'chol, b'shalim chatzin nezek. On Shabbos, you'd pay nezek shalim, because you're a muad for Shabbos, and on chol, you'd pay chatzin nezek. Fine. A masai hutam. In all these cases, when the animal returned to being a tam, b'shayachzer bo gimel yimei shabbosos. Right, by Mu'al the Shabbos, when you have three Shabbosos that it does not gore, then it goes back to being a Tom. Fine. So the question is, how is it possible to have a Mu'al the Shabbos and not a Mu'al the Chol? So Rashi says, Harihu Mu'al the Shabbosos, Lefishu Batel Mimalacha, Vizacha Daitu Olav. The animal, we know, is resting on Shabbos, right? Your animal's not allowed to rest on Shabbos. So the animal's bored, the animal's not doing anything, the animal feels relaxed. So that's why the animal might act differently. Right, the whole week it's exhausted and working and hard, but on Shabbos the animal is resting, the animal might be more wild, the animal has more energy, and therefore it's possible to have a muad l'Shabbos and not a muad l'chol. If you look in Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi here, who gives a different shot. Not like Rashi that says, oh, because he's resting and he has more energy. Tosfos says no, because the animal is a little scared and in shock. Why? Because everybody's dressed differently on Shabbos. So the animal gets a little wild. Mefarish Yerushalmi, the Vishara Osam bimalbushim noim, Achirim, the Chashuvim, Be'enav Nachrim, Be'enav Akirim. He doesn't recognize his owner. Doesn't recognize he's not in his comfort zone. And therefore, the animal would be wild and wouldn't act the same on Shabbos as it does during the week. That's the Safas Paneach. Tells the baby, it applies to the baby too. The baby's not used to what you're wearing. So, put on weekday clothes and the baby nurse. So, the Safas Paneach took Baba Kamala Mizayin into real life. Unbelievable. There could be a nafgamina between the two reasons. What about Yontif? Do you say the same thing on Yontif? So, maybe you'll say there's no difference. Right, on Yontif, people are wearing different clothes also, and resting, the animal is resting on Yontif too, but that's a discussion of the Rishonim. What about a muad for Tuesday? Is that Shayach? Right, the Gemara talks about a muad for Shabbos, not a muad for the rest of the week. What if the animal gores three Tuesdays in a row? Right, is that going to be a muad for Tuesday? So, according to the Svar is given, Pashtus not. Because the whole svara is that the animal rests, or people dress differently, so those svaras wouldn't apply on Tuesday. So if the muad for Tuesday, l'chor would be a muad for every day of the week, right? It just so happens that it was Tuesday. But that's an interesting discussion. The Shiva Kubetzis here quotes against that. The Shiva Kubetzis says that you can be a muad for the rest of the week. The Shiva Kubetzis says, V'tam Rashi, he quotes the Tam of the Yerushalmi and the Tam of Rashi. Why there too? Honey, lusty's Tam. Am I knocking? Mu'al Shabbosos, Tve Mishar Yamim. To who I didn't knock a chechad b'Shabbos, Osheni b'Shabbos. Me did have a tzlasa reishi archa. He says, the Shiva Kubetza says, I think that the same thing would apply to any day of the week. V'nafkamina, Sheena Tam Yerushalmi, V'tam Rashi Zal, Iker, to Mu'al Shabbosos, Eni Mu'al Yamim Tovim. So he says, but I don't think that the Iker Hadin, they're giving svaras, but the Shita is saying, forget the svara, right? Maybe it's just a muad for this day, just like we'll get to the comparison to Hilchas Nida by the Sheman Amid Beis. So there too, just like a muad l'Shabbos, he says, is not a muad l'Yontif, even though the svaras might apply, but same thing, you could be a muad for a weekday. Okay, so that's the discussion of the two reasons in the Mishnah for that din. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Itmar. Says the Gemara Itmar, Machlokes Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. Itmar, Rav Zvid Amar Ve'ena Muatnan, Rav Papa Amar Eina Muatnan. What is the Machlokes here? Rav Zvid says, Ve'ena Muad. The case of the Mishnah is, he is a Muad for this, and we know he is not a Muad for this. Ve'ena Muatnan. Meaning, according to Rav Zvid, naturally, Muad Lazeh is a Muad Lazeh. A Muad for Shvarim is a Muad for giraffes. Unless we know otherwise for sure that he is a not Muad for giraffes. You have to know for sure. Razvid says naturally, you don't say that a Muad for one category is not a Muad for another category. But rather, according to Razvid, a Muad for one category is automatically a Muad for another category unless you know otherwise. That's what it means, Ve'ena Muatnan. Like the Gemara says, Razvid Amar Ve'ena Muatnan, Hastama Havi Muad. But Stam, if you don't know for sure about giraffes, you would be a Muad for giraffes. Rav Papa Amar, the opposite. Ena Muatnan. No, naturally, a Muad for one category is not a Muad for another category. That's Rav Papa's din. Muad Lazeh, Lo Havi Muad Lazeh. That's what the version that they have in our Mishnah, Ena Muatnan. Distama, Lo Havi Muad. Because Stam, if you wouldn't know about the other one, so then they would not be a Muad. So now, how did each one of them get their Shita? So, says the Gemara. Rav Zvid, Dayik mi Seifa. Rav Papa, Dayik mi Reisha. They each were Medayik from a different part of the Mishnah. Rav Zvid, Dayik mi Seifa. Rav Zvid, who says that naturally you are a Muad for everything, he was Medayik mi Seifa. Diktani, because the second line, the third line of the Mishnah says, Muad Liktanim, Ve'ina Muad Likdolim. A Muad Liktanim, it has to be that you know for sure that he is not a Muad Likdolim. Why? E Amrit Bishlav Ve'ena Muad Liktani. If you say it's like me, says Razvid, that it's Ve'ena Muad, and you know for sure that he's not a Muad for Gdolim, but Hastam may have a Muad. But if you wouldn't know, then naturally somebody is a Muad, the animal is a Muad Likatan, would be a Muad Likadol. That makes sense. Hakamashvelan, and the chiddush of the Mishnah would be Da'afilu Miktanim Likdolim, Nami Stama, Nami Mistama Avi Muad. And the chiddush of the Mishnah would be that even if an animal is a muad for children, naturally it would also be a muad for gdolim. Even though you might have said not, because gdolim are more scary and then the animal wouldn't attack the gadol, but that would be the chiddush of the Mishnah, according to Rav Zvid. Ela'i amrit eina muad tani. But if you say, it's like what you say, Rav Papa, that it's eina muad, that naturally, stama lo havi muad, naturally, the animal would not be a muad to a different category. Then what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Hashta yesh lomar miktanim liktanim da alma stama lo avi muad. If you're telling me from tanim to other ktanim that are not mino, for example, right? Rashi va'afilu lemin acher, right? If you say from tanim is not going to be a muad, miktanim gdolim tzricha lemeimer to lo avi muad. Surely it's not going to be a muad from tanim to gdolim. So the Mishnah wouldn't be. Being mechadesh anything, according to Rav Zvid said, according to you, Rav Papa. And therefore, that's what my diak of the Mishnah that I'm right. V'Rav Papa Amalacha, what would Rav Papa answer back to that? Before he says his own raya, it's rich, no, you would still need the chiddush. Ha salkadai the chamina, ho lu paretzbe ba'ahumina paretzbe. Lo shtak dolam didei, lo shtak tanim didei. No. There wouldn't be a kalvachomer, you wouldn't be able to say that, because Rav Papa would say, maybe within the same min, you would say there's a muad. Ketanim or gdolim. And the chiddush would be, kamash malan to lovi muad. That's what you might have said. That katan and gadol doesn't represent a different category. Kamash malan, it does. Kamash malan to lovi muad. It's not a muad if you know, naturally it would not be a muad according to Rav Papa. Okay, so that's the Rav Zvid and Rav Papa's defense of his shita. It's now the opposite. Rav Papa daik mi reisha. Rav Papa is b'daik from the reisha that he is correct. Diktani muad la adam, ena muad la behema. Rav Papa says muad la adam naturally is not a muad la behema. Naturally, if you're muad for one category, you're not a muad for the other category. That's Rav Papa's shita. So e amid bishlama ena muad tanan. If you say it's like what I say, ena muad. It's naturally muad for one is not ena muad tanan. Stama lo avi muad. Then hakamash v'lan, the chiddush of the first line of the Mishnah would be muad la'adam einu muad la'behema, naturally da'afilu mi'adam la'behema nami stama lo'avi muad. That's a big chiddush. If somebody is a muad la adam, so then they're not a muad la behema, even though you would have thought, naturally, you would say, because adam is more extreme. That said, Rapapa would be the Mishnah's Chiddush. That even though an animal is a muad to attack a person, he's not a muad to attack an animal. Ela'i yamrit ve'ena muaktani. But if you say it's like what you say, Razvid, ve'ena muad is only when we know for sure that he is not a muad, but hastama havi muad, but naturally muad la adam would be a muad la behema. So then says Rav Papa again, what would the Mishnah be telling me? Hashta yesh lomar mi behema la behema stama havi muad, from one behema to another behema, to a different behema, naturally would be a muad. May adam la behema tzricha la meimar davi muad. So from an adam to a behema, would you even have to tell me? Just like the question that Rizvid asked to Rav Papa is asking a Rizvid, and Rizvid amalacha, Rizvid would answer reisha achazara koi. You're right. There would not be a chiddush. Once you know that naturally one a muad to one behema is a muad to another type of behema, then there wouldn't be any chiddush to tell me that a muad la adam would be a muad la behema. So you have to re-understand. The first line of the Mishnah is talking about chazara, going back, meaning what? Kegon davi muad la adam and muad la behema. An animal was a muad for both. As I say, says Rizvid, that if you're a muad for one, you're a muad for the other. The hadar be mi behema. And then the animal had been by three behemas and didn't gore. So he's no longer a muad la behema. Is he a muad la adam still? Dekoi gabi behema tlasa zimni velo nagach. So he tries, it was automatically a muad for both. And now he's by three behemas. And he doesn't gore. Ma'od etema kivin lo hadar be'mi adam chazara de be'mi lav chazara he. So you might say in that case, since he wasn't chozer both from being a mu'ad la adam, then we cannot say you could separate, and he would not be able to be chozer both from being a mu'ad la behema. Kamash malan he can. The chazara de behema mi'a chazara he. No, chazara behema is a chazara, even though usually one category automatically makes you a mu'ad to the other category, but in the opposite direction, says Rizvid, you don't say that. If you're a mu'ad for two things, and then you're chozer, the animal is chozer from one, so then that would be good enough. Period. Okay, stop there for a minute before we try. So that's Rizvid and Rav Papa's Shita, and now we're going to try to prove who is right. Rizvid and Rav Papa from other Tanaim, as we will see. But just to quote a problem with the Shita of the Rambam and the sugya of Mu'ad la Behema and Mu'ad la Adam. The Rambam in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon, Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, in this context, Kol Behema Chayvov Shargu Adam V'chulu V'chein Im Sikein Shlosha B'nei Adam Kehechad. If an animal damaged and put in danger three people, O Harag Shalosh Behemos, or killed three animals, Hareze Mu'ad Lahariga U'Bailav Mishalim Esa Kofer. That animal is a Mu'ad Lahariga and the Bailam Pei Kofer. Meaning, Mu'ad Le Behema, so that animal is now because they're the muad for all. Says the Ket Magid Mishnah, Zebe emes kashem in arishonos. The havadai b'tmiya amar hatam u'muad lebehema havi muad la'adam. U'bekama mikomos nirekein. He says if you look in the Gemara, and if you look elsewhere, muad, and look back on daf beis, we discussed this, muad lebehema is not a muad la'adam. How does the Rambam paskening that if the animal kills the shark kills three animals, he's also a muad la'adam? No, a muad, as the Gemara said on daf beis, islay mazlay, and therefore it's a higher level. So what's the Rambam talking about? How could the Rambam paskin muad la behema havi muad la adam? Magen Mishnah's kasha doesn't answer it. Look in the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the Magen Mishnah and says, Umasha hiksha midevei Rabbeinu umimai da'amar apapa sharshu muad la minachad eino muad la minacher lav klumu. No, be medayik in the language of the Rambam. Dehasam bimuad lahazik. Dehacha bimuad laharog. There's a difference, as the Kesef Mishnah, with an animal that's a muad to damage other animals and a muad to kill other animals. A muad to damage other animals, that's not muad la'adam. But a muad to kill other animals, what the Rambam say, O shaharag shalosh be'emos, that would be muad la'adam. Why is that? So you might say just pashtus that an animal that kills other animals, that is a super wild animal. He's not just damaging other animals, but he is killing other animals. That's for sure a muad for everything, and one has to be and want us to be very careful. The Achronim also, not the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, the Achronim also discuss this, give other answers. The Granat, Rabbi Naftali Trump, tries to explain, maybe there's a difference in the reason one is chayiv between when their animal damages and their animal kills. You know, you already know that from a red flag of kofar. Kofar, one pays when their animal kills and not when their animal damages. So what's the difference? He says, when my animal damages, so it's because mamono hizik. We discussed this way back on Daf Beis and Daf Gimel. Why one would be chayev for the animal damaging? Is it because my property damage, it's like an extension to me, or is it because of the choser shmira? So he says, if it's because of, he says, by hezek, he thinks it's mamono hizik. And therefore there'd be a difference between my animal damaging and my animal killing. But when it comes to the hariga, he thinks it's because of the choser shmira. And choser shmira, there wouldn't be a difference between a person and an animal, and that's the pshat of the Rambam. That's the Granat suggestion in Simen Kuftes to explain the sheet of the Rambam. Okay, let's continue. Meisve, last skinny line. Last word of the last skinny line. Meisve, now let's get into Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. Remember, what's the machlokas? Rav Zvid says that if you're a muad for one category, you're automatically a muad for another category, unless you know otherwise. Rav Papa says no. Muad for one category is not a muad for another category. No, you're muad for one category, that's it. Unless you have been proven to be a muad for the other category. So that's the machlokas. So Meisve, Sumchis Omer, Sumchis said, we have this back on the base. Mu'ad la'adam, mu'ad la'behema mikal v'chomer. If there is a mu'ad la'adam, then automatically there would be also a mu'ad la'behema based on a kal v'chomer. Why? Uma la'adam mu'ad la'behema l'kol shekein. Because if he's a mu'ad for an adam, which is harder to attack because a man has mazel and they have das, so surely for a behema. So if Sumcha says that, Michlal, though it's not quoted, but there must be a first opinion, Michlal the Tanakama ain't a Mu'ad Kamar. If Sumcha says Mu'ad la'adam havi Mu'ad la'behema, the Tanakama must hold Mu'ad la'adam lo havi Mu'ad la'behema. Naturally. Kasha on Rav Zvid. Amalei Rav Zvid. Sumcha zachazara koi. Just like what he said before. Sumcha is not talking about becoming a Mu'ad, it's talking about becoming a Tam. This is what he meant to say to the Tanakama. The Ka'amrit Chazara de Behema Chazara he, you want to say that the Chazara, if an animal is a Mu'ad Behema Ula Adam, and he goes back to becoming a Tom for a Behema, that's good enough. Chazara de Behema Lav Chazara he, Bikal V'chomer Me Adam. Says Sumchis, no, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. If you become a tam for an animal, it doesn't help. It's impossible to be a muad for a adam and not for a behema, because an adam requires more. So if you're still a muad for an adam, then you would still be a muad for a behema. Even if the animal was by another animal three times and didn't gore it, that is what Sumchis would argue. Period. So, no kasha on Rav Zvid. Next try. Amar Rav Ashi Tashma. Let's try to prove it from this. Amru l'fnei Rabbi Yehuda, the language of our Mishnah, the conversation in our Mishnah. Harei ze mu'ad l'shabbosos ve'ein mu'ad l'imos achol. They asked Rabbi Yehuda, could you have an animal that's a mu'ad for Shabbos and not for weekday? Amru lahen, l'shabbosos b'shalem, nezek shalem, imos achol, m'shalem chazi nezek. Yes, it's possible. That is the statement. So now, e amrit b'shalom, so this is going to be a riot to Rosvid. E amrit b'shalom, ve'ein mu'ad k'tani. If you say that naturally, the one mu'ad category is a mu'ad for the other one, unless you know otherwise, and that's ve'eino mu'ad. You know here it's not. Shiyule hutaka mishailule. They ask, the conversation of the Mishnah is that the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda are asking him a question. V'hunami gamahedilu. Meaning naturally, mu'ad for one is a mu'ad for the other, and they ask him that, oh, could this be an exception? Mu'ad for Shabbos, not a mu'ad for weekday? And he answers them, yes, it's possible. And we know the svar is from Rashi and Yerushalmi. Ela'i amrit eino mu'ad k'tani, but if you say naturally, mu'ad for one category is not a mu'ad for the other category, agmuri hu dekamagmer migmer lehu. So this is obvious. So what are they telling Rabbi Yehuda? What Talmid? It sounds like they're telling him something. They're not asking. This just flows from the regular principle. So is this a way? Is this what they would be saying to their Rebbe? It's obvious. So they're just making a statement to their Rebbe. Doesn't sound right. Visu iu my kamahedelu. And also, what did he answer them? He answered them exactly what they said to him. Right? If it's going against the rule, so then that's a good kasha, and that's a chiddush of an answer. But if it's going with the rule, so what's the question, what's the answer? So, that is a kasha on Rav Papa. Amar Rav Yanai, Amar Rav Yanai, Meresha Nami Deka, also from the earlier part of the Mishnah, I think it's a proof to Rav Zvid. Diktani, Esha Mu'ar Lo Mishalim Nezek Shalim, Esha'ina Mu'ar Lo Mishalim Chatzi Nezek. After the Mishnah, the first three lines of the Mishnah said, Mino, Eno, Mino, Ada, Behema, Katan, Gadol. The Mishnah said, you pay Nezek Shalim on Mu'ar, and Chatzi Nezek on Eno Mu'ar, on Tom. So, Iyamar Bishlama, Ve'ena Mu'ar Ktani, if you say the Chiddush of the Mishnah is Ve'ena Mu'ar, meaning naturally Mu'ar for one is a Mu'ar for two. And then the Mishnah is telling me, but in these cases, if you know for sure, it's not a Mu'ad. So naturally, we would have said yes. So Pirushik HaMafarishla. So then the Mishnah is helping explain that these are Chiddush Dinim, only because you know for sure the animal is not a Mu'ad for the other category. That's what the Mishnah is going to explain. Eli Yamrit Einam Mu'aktani. But if you say, like Rav Papa, that Einam Mu'aktani, naturally, Mu'ad for one is not a Mu'ad for the other, then Pascha, we've already said everything. We already know. This is a mu'ad for this. It is not a mu'ad for this. So then, Maisu, what is the Mishnah ending by? Eshen mu'ad lo mishalim ezek shalim, eshen mu'ad lo mishalim chatzi nezek. What's that din adding? Ad hashta lo ashmi inan. We don't know yet. To hatam mishalim chatzi nezek, umu'ad mishalim ezek shalim. We don't know that din yet. We know that already a few times. So what would that line be adding? That's natural, according to Rav Papa. So that's why the Mishnah, the Gemara says, seems to be a riot through Rav Zvid. And the Gemara now just adds on. But by the way, within Rav Papa Shita, v'yimtim salomar nami isalud Rav Papa, even if you're like Rav Papa, that a mu'ad for A is not a mu'ad for B, still, he would agree in this case. Nogach shor chamor v'gamal nasa mu'ad lakol. If an animal first gored an ox, and then a donkey, and then a camel, it's a mu'ad for all. All of what? So most Rishonim say this means mu'ad for all animals. That's what most, that's what the Nemuki Yosef says here. Mu'ad for all. There are shitas that look at the Rambam, at least according to some. No, it just means that mu'ad for shor, chamor, gamal, but not any other animal. It's a machlokas Rishonim, whether it would just be for those three, or for any. That's the Nemuki Yosef here, quotes that daya, but he assumes that it would be for all the animals. That's on the bottom of Yud Chesma base. Just like the Nemuki Yosef says, if an animal gores on Monday and Tuesday and Thursday, it becomes a mu'ad for all days of the week. You don't just say only those days that it gored. So do here. If it gored animal A, B, or C, so it's a mu'ad for all types of animals. That's the Nemuki Yosef. Okay, Vayter. Tan Rabbanan. Three lines from the bottom. Roshar Nagach. Sharlo Nagach. If an animal gores, if a shor gores animal 1, 3, and 5, and does not gore animal 2, 4, and 6, Nase Mu'ad, L'Seirukin, L'Shvarim. So it becomes a Mu'ad for every other animal. So then, animal 7, he'd have to pay Nezek Shalim for. Animal 8, he'd have to pay Chatzi Nezek for. Pretty amazing that an animal would go and first pay Nezek Shalim and then pay the Chatzi Nezek. But that's the pattern that has been described. He's only a Mu'ad for odd number animals and not even number animals. Tan Rabbanan, Roshor Nogach, Chamor Lo Nogach, Sus Nogach, Gama Lo Nogach, Peret Nogach, Ara Lo Ganach, Lo Nogach. Same thing, but with different animals. But as we said before, three different animals would also create a mu'ad. So here too, nase mu'ad l'seirugin lakol. So he's a mu'ad for animal 1, 3, and 5, all different animals, right? Not just a shor. Ibailu, what about these questions? Ask the Gemara. The Gemara is about to ask about six different questions, which will end up being a teku. Ibailu, nagach shor, vashor, chamor, v'gamal. Five animals, three oxen, and then a chamor and a gamal. So mahu, where do you put the middle, the third goring that he did with shor? Hai shor, basra, basar, shvarim, shadin alei? Do we say that the third goring of the shor, we throw that with the gorings of the shor? V'yakati l'shvarim hu di'iyayid, l'mid yachrini lo iyayid? So here, we would say, well, he's only a mu'ad for shvarim till now, because he did shor. Do we say that? Odim, or the opposite. Hai shor basra basar chamor v'gamal shadin alei. Or do we say that the third shor is really the first of setting a new pattern for all animals? V'yai le'lekulimini. And then he's a mu'ad for all minim. Question. Chamor, next question. What about the opposite direction? Chamor v'gamal, shor. What about that, those five? Mahu, high shor kama, basar chamor v'gamal shadin amlei. Do you say the first shor is thrown after the first two goris, v'yayile l'kulumini, and then he's a muad for all? Odilma basar shvarim shadin amlei. Or no, the third goring, the first shor goes with the next two shvarim. V'yakadil shvarim u'diyayile minyachri lo yayid. Question. Next set of questions. Shabbos, Shabbos, v'Shabbos, echa b'Shabbos, v'sheni b'Shabbos. He gored five times. Three times on Shabbos, and then Sunday, Monday. So, what do we say? Mahu. Ha Shabbos bas reisa, baser Shabbos, hu d'shadin alei. Do you say he's only a muad for Shabbos now? Because there were three Shabbosos. Va'akati l'Shabbos hu d'yayid, li'emos achol lo yayid. Do you say that he's only a muad for Shabbos? Odil mano. What do you say? Baser echad b'Shabbos, v'sheni b'Shabbos, shadin alei. Or do you throw the Shabbos with the Sunday, Monday? V'yayid le'lekule yoma. And that he's a muad for all days of the week. Or the opposite direction. Hey, b'Shabbos, v'erev Shabbos, v'Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. Mahu. HaShabbos kamaisa basar, hey, b'Shabbos, v'erev Shabbos, shadin alei. Do you throw the first Shabbos with Thursday, Friday? V'yayid l'kule yome, and then he's a muad for all days. Odil ba no. HaShabbos kamaisa basar, Shabbos, v'shadin alei. Or do you say, no, the first Shabbos goes with the other Shabbosos. Uli Shabbosos hu d'yayid, he's only a muad for Shabbos. Teku. We do not answer the question. We'll have to wait for Eliyahu Navi. Lomaskana, the Rambam Paskins, as he always does. Whenever you have a teku, that, like you say, usually if it's Mamanis, you say Pater, but the Rambam here would say Chatinezek. You assume, just Lakul in all these cases, Chatinezek. Right, Tom? Unless you know otherwise. But if the Nizek was Toface, it would be Moil. That's the Rambam always Paskins, Tafas Lomafkinan, by the cases of Teku. The Ramban in Nida, fascinatingly, as the Gemara is about to do, the Ramban says, just like you have these Sveikos here, you would have these Sveikos by Nida. Let's say a woman sees Dam on the 15th, and then on the 15th, and then on the 15th, 16th, 17th. So would that third 15th, would that be establishing a vest, a cycle of seeing for the 15th, and forget the next two? Or no, does the third 15th go with the 16th and the 17th? Same type of suffix. Like the Gemara had here, the Ramban says, you would have there too. The Psak, well, let's continue a little bit more, and then we'll talk about the Psak. Nogach, shor yom tez vav achodesh zeh. V'yom tez zayin v'chodesh zeh. V'yom yud zayin v'chodesh zeh. What if the animal gores on the 15th of Nisan, the 16th of Iyar, the 17th of Sivan? Plugta de Rav and Shmuel. That's a machloka between Rav and Shmuel. Just like you have by Hilchas Nida, setting a pattern for a woman becoming a Nida, so too here. De Itmar, as the machlokas is quoted in Nida. Rosa Yom Tesla Bechodezeh. Yom Tezayim Bechodezeh. Yom Yuzayim Bechodezeh. A woman sees the 15th, the 16th, the 17th. Machlokas, do you need a fourth Re'ia? Rav Amar Kavala Veses. That's it. Rav says, this woman now has a Veses. She saw the 14th, 15th, 16th. So then the following month she has to be Choshesh on the 18th and then the 19th and then the 20th. It's already set to have a Veses as this pattern. Ushmuel number no. Acha Tashalish Bedilug. No, you have to have a fourth. It has to be three jumpings, not three Re'ios. And therefore, according to Shmuel, you need the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, 17th, and the 18th. Right? That has to be a fourth month. And therefore, according to Rav, by the ox, you'd pay Nezek Shalim already on the third time. And according to Shmuel, you'd only pay Nezek Shalim on the fourth time. Tosfos helps clarify for us. Tosfos says, Nire, de gimel pamim bachot betesvav bachodesh, lukuliam avimud. If you're not talking about a pattern of going up, let's say it's just the 15th, then everybody agrees. If a woman sees on the 15th of Nisan Iyar and Sivan, boom, that's done. Everybody agrees that three is enough. Ubenida nami kovas vesta. It's good for shor and it's good for nida. And if you skip a little in Tosvos, v'chulu, a couple lines down, the hecha de ain shamayom gorim v'lo shaminyan achodesh. And also everybody agrees. Everybody agrees by Veses Achodesh, the same day of the month, that you only need three. Everybody agrees, he says, also by Haflaga. If you're not talking about days of the month, but you're talking about days of interim, a woman sees with a 27-day Haflaga, days in between, and then another 27 days Haflaga. That's not good enough yet, even though you have three Re'ios. You need four Re'ios, three interims. Everybody would agree to that, even Rav. The only machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, says Tosfos, is this type of case where you're using the days of the month, but it's a pattern. If you're going up or you're going down. That's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Good. Fascinating discussion in the Rishonim, the Balei Nefesh and the Raivit and the Ramban discuss, what do we paskin? Is there a possibility to be mechalik between the Gemara compares Nida and Negichos, but could you be mechalik? Because usually the halacha is Karav b'Isure, halacha is Kishmuel b'Dini. We passing them by like Shmuel by Dini Mamanis and like Rav b'Isurin. So Nida is Isurin, and here is Dini Mamanis. So could you be mechalik between the two? So that's a fascinating discussion. Do you say that? Well, no, they're linked. And one is Iker and the other is just Tafel to the other context. That's the machlokes about what we paskin in these contexts. Good, let's continue. Finishing up. Amar Rava, Shama, Kol Shofar, Vinagach. What if an ox hears a shofar and gets crazy and gores? Kol Shofar, Vinagach, Kol Shofar, Vinagach, Nasem Mu'alu Shofaros. Right, so it's three. So if the animal heard the shofar three times and gored, so on the fourth, if the animal hears a shofar again, and gore, so it's going to be a muad, because you assume that's what the animal does when it hears the shofar. Says the Gemara Pshita. It's obvious, right? Three times. No. You might think that this first shofar sound, it just scared the animal. You can't count that one. It's just totally not used to it. The animal's in shock. Kamash Malan, we do count it, and it counts as one of the three to establish a muad. Period. Okay, let's at least start the next Mishnah, and then we will get into it Hashem next time. If somebody's involved in hezek in either direction with hektish, putter. Shneamar sharei eyu velo sharshel hektish. Right, hektish is excluded from nezek. Machlokas earlier we had back on Davav. Rashi and Tosfos say even Adam Hamazik is putter from Hektish. Even if a man goes and smashes something from Hektish, putter. Not all Rishonim agree to that. The Shizim Kubetz is there on Davav says, only Karen is putter. Only Karen is putter. But even Shane and Regel would be chayiv by Hektish. Right? That's the other side. So Rashi Tosa say, even Adam Mazik would be putter. Shizim Kubetz is there says, only Karen, most limited. But Karen, Shane, and Regel would, and Adam HaMazik would be Chayiv. The Menachas Chinuch has a different suggestion. Maybe only Adam HaMazik would be Chayiv. All Nizkei Mamud would be Pater. Karen, Shane, and Regel. Three different cheetahs in the Mefarshim. Part one. Part two. Sharshi Yisrael, Shanaga, Sharshal, Kanani, Pater. If Yisrael gores a Canaanite's ox, Pater. Shal Kanani, Shanaga, Sharshi Yisrael, Beitam Amun, Mishalim, Nezek Shalim. And the opposite would be Nezek Shalim, which we'll have to talk about in the Gemara, what the source for that is. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with Lamed Ches, with the Romans coming. Very important Yom Shel Shlomo on tomorrow's daf, so we will stop here.